Time for the papers now. Emily is joining us. She's starting off with the international coverage of Donald Trump. 100 days in office, Emily.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's start with the American front pages today. And the New Yorker in particular, they had this picture of a locked up Lady Liberty counting down the days of her four-year sentence. Now, the New York Times had quite a graphic opinion piece here saying every day since January 20th has felt like utter chaos. It goes on for a few pages. After 100 days of Trump back in office, the United States has been permanently changed. These red dots symbolizing Donald Trump's hair, but also the fire at the top of a match. The Time magazine is taking a spin on their 2015 cover. This cover here was published in August 2015. Deal with it. 10 years later, we're still dealing with it. Finally, the New York Post just had this headline here, celebrating a tornadon and saying that it's just the beginning.
Yeah, not just the American papers, European papers also talking about it.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's start in France and look at L'Echo. They have put words to what many of us are feeling. 100 days that feel like 1,000. A sentiment echoed in Libération as well. 100 jours sans fin. 100 never-ending days. They call his second term an enterprise of massive destruction, both in the United States and abroad. In Switzerland, Le Temps had this front page here with a cartoon by Chapat illustrating their headline, 100 days of noise and fury. The brave aide in the corner there, reminding the president, easy tiger, you still have quite a few days left to go. The Guardian had an opinion piece today, which says that the united theme of Trump's presidency is ineptitude. It outlines the different chaotic episodes of his second term so far, quotes the Pete Hegseth disaster, the Harvard debacle, the tariff travesty, the Fed chair fiasco, and the measles mayhem, among others. Worth a read just for the subheadings, if you ask me. And finally, The Economist just has this countdown on their front page beside a rather dishevelled bald eagle.
Yeah, not just US, not just European. Of course, right around the world, the papers are full of it, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Well, let's start in the Middle East with the Saudi news site Arab News. For them, the consequences of Trump's presidency are clear. The America First president is overturning the world order. The Kenyan paper, The Standard, has a similar sentiment today. It says that Trump has shattered the US's role on the world stage, adding that Trump has torn down a world order that the US had spent decades building. In South America, the Argentinian site Clarín here takes a look at Donald Trump's dwindling popularity. It says that Trump celebrated his 100th day by lashing out at the polls and calling them fake news. Finally, in Hong Kong, the South China Morning Post is looking at what it calls a power grab by executive order. It says that the official Washington is struggling to keep up with the legality of some of the president's actions.
Something different for you now. We're going to go from 100 days to 50 years, in fact, because today marks the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Vietnam. What have the papers got on this?
Well, let's start in Vietnam with the Vietnam News, English language daily. They're celebrating today the National Reunification Celebration Parades happening in Ho Chi Minh. They celebrated the victory of the 30th of April 1975 as a triumph for Vietnamese patriotism. The Communist Party organised the ceremony, which was attended by Chinese soldiers for the very first time. Now, this anniversary was also commemorated in France in the communist paper L'Humanité today. They devoted a number of pages to what it calls the epilogue of a US imperialist war. In Italy, La Repubblica is taking another slightly different angle. They're looking at how Vietnam is still fighting the effects of Agent Orange. The chemical herbicide was used by the American army to destroy vegetation in Viet Cong-controlled areas. The article says that American efforts to help fight the consequences of Agent Orange are now facing funding cuts under the Trump administration.
Some environmental news. Fast fashion has a huge impact on our environment. Some climate activists have opted for a new strategy to hold brands to account.
Well, exactly. This is news in The Guardian today. They're looking at new strategies here. Activists have started mailing their used clothes back to brands, you sold it, now recycle it. The problem is that there is more and more clothing, but it's increasingly of bad quality. This article says that charity shops no longer accept clothes, councils burn them, and retailers dump them on the global south. Now, fast fashion's environmental impact is what motivated Wendy Ward, who's in this picture here, to start a campaign called Take It Back. She encourages her followers to send their worn-out clothes to CEOs with a non-confrontational letter urging them to recycle what they produce.
Finally from Emmy, we all know that creativity is useful when feeding a baby, but zookeepers in New York are having to be even more inventive.
Yes, exactly. This is news from the Associated Press. They're explaining why a New York zoo is feeding a baby vulture with a hand puppet, as you can see there. The reason is so that the baby bird doesn't identify with its human handlers. The puppet imitates how the baby would be fed in the wild by its parents. It's not clear if the puppet has to make plain noises for it to be hyper-efficient, but I think in any case, they should probably try.
Very cute. It's good that it's not fooled. Or it is fooled, I suppose. Good that it's fooled. If it wasn't, it would be a bit of a problem, wouldn't it?
A bit hungry.
A bit hungry, exactly. Emily Boyle with the papers for us on France 24.